Well, in our scripture reading today, Luke, the gospel writer, tells us that Jesus had been off by himself praying. And when he finished, one of his disciples came up to him and asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Now, this disciple was not a man who was unfamiliar with prayer, yet he recognized and understood and wanted to improve his understanding of prayer and his relationship with God, with Jesus. So Jesus spoke of the Lord's Prayer. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I learned the Lord's Prayer when I was probably in Sunday school, when we were little, like those kids earlier. And I had to memorize it. I remember memorizing it all. And I remember saying it almost every day. In fact, I'm sure every day at school. Yes, in those days, you learned the Lord's Prayer at school. Not anymore, which is kind of sad. But I do know that sometimes it became so automatic. I just, "Our Father," that I would just say it quickly without really giving much thought to what I was saying. And even as an adult, sometimes, you know, you're at someone and say, "Oh, we'll say the Lord's Prayer," and you start, and you don't think about it always. However, when we listen carefully to what we say, we realize what an amazing prayer it truly is. And folks, Jesus gave us and the disciples, he gave the disciples and us, the Lord's Prayer, not simply to pray as a standalone prayer, but as a guideline, a pattern for prayer. Jesus said, "When you pray, do this." So let's take a look at the Lord's Prayer and see what Jesus wants us to do when we pray. Now, it depends on the version you read, too. Different versions use some different words. They mean the same. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Do this, Jesus said. Praise. The first thing Jesus teaches us to do is praise. And who are we praising? God. Before we begin asking God for the things for ourselves, it's important to recognize and to praise God. And Jesus asks us when we pray to begin by giving thanks to God. Begin with thanks for all we have already have. Before we start asking for other things, we are truly blessed. And note that Jesus starts with "our Father." Not "my Father," but "our Father." So it's impossible to begin a prayer with "our Father" and be entirely focused on myself. So when we pray "our Father," we acknowledge that we are one of many of God's children. And though Christ acquaints us with and defines God as our Father in the Lord's Prayer, he spoke of his heavenly Father in different terms from those that he would have used for an earthly parent. He made it clear that God is not a human man with the shortcomings of humans. Now, I know there are some people that find it difficult to say "our Father," to think about God's love for us like a father's. And some have not had such a good relationship with their father. The important thing to remember, God is not a human father. And there are those who would like to call God mother. And that's okay. It really, regardless of what name you call God, God knows. That's the important thing, that God knows you're speaking to him. God is not human. God is. Jesus came and became human, but Jesus is one in three. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed. That's a word we use, and I wonder, you know, sometimes if people really know what they're saying when they say, "Hallowed be your name." To hallow means to greatly honor, to treat as holy. And the Lord's Prayer teaches us to pray that God's name will be treated with the greatest of honor. And when we lift up the name of God, we put him exactly where he belongs, in a place of worship and praise. Hallowed be thy name. God expects us to treasure his name above all things. God is holy. So praise is a vital part of our prayers, and it's important to remember and to honor our Heavenly Father. To remember we are all created by God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth. Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God is within us, all around us, everywhere. And God has plans for our personal life at the most practical levels and wants us to pray about that. Hallowed be on earth. And when we make good choices, we're doing the will of God. Thy will, the will of God. We're making his kingdom come alive inside of us and in our and with other people. And that's why it's important to make good choices and to love each other. On earth as it is in heaven. Now, sometimes that's not easy. People hurt each other and do bad things. We get angry when we don't get what we want or if someone doesn't do something we wanted them to do. But Jesus wants us to know that if we can just let that go, forgive ourselves and others, the world would be a wonderful place. Do this. Praise. Then Jesus said, when you pray, do this. Request. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, back in the times when Jesus was on this earth, when the Bible was written, bread was the basic necessity of life. And in this prayer, bread is a symbol for asking God for what we need. So if we were to ask people, what do you think some of the things are that you need? We'd get some pretty interesting answers, I'm sure. You know, people's requests might actually range from bread to, oh, the latest video game, or maybe a new phone, or some vacations. But folks, are those our needs? Or are those our wants? Big difference there. And note, Jesus says, give us our. He didn't say, give me my daily bread. In Christ's instructions to us about prayer, we're reminded, do this. Think beyond yourself. Think of others. In asking that our own needs be met, it's important to be reminded of the needs of others, what we can do to help them. Now, some folks may be limited in how much they can do. We have people who are bedridden. We have people who have financially, their resources don't allow them to do as much help as they would like. However, there is not one person, not one, who's limited in their ability to pray for others. By praying for and about others and their needs, we place them in the hands of God. Do this. Request. Now, I'm not sure what version you read, Nell. Do you know what version your Bible is there? But anyways, it doesn't matter because we can... depending on the version, it says, forgive us our sins or forgive us our trespasses. That's how I learned it. They're the same things, right? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Trespasses is a word that is important for us to think about. When we trespass against someone, we're doing something wrong, something that's hurtful or disrespectful to that person. And in this prayer, we ask God to forgive us for what we do that is wrong, that is hurtful, that is a sin. But we also say that we forgive others. We'll forgive others who do things wrong. And that isn't always easy, is it? But God understands that it's hard and knows when we are working at it. It's very hard to think that someone who did something so horrible could or should ever be forgiven. I always think of, you know, those young lads. Forgive them. Look what they did. They murdered three. Now, we don't know that for sure, but, you know, the towers, those fellas in those planes. Forgive them. Look at the people they killed. Yes. Yes. God forgives. But it's important to remember that no matter what someone has done, God believes that they're worthy of forgiveness. God forgives all. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, rather about being willing to go forward and not wish any harm to that person. We all make mistakes, and sometimes we hurt the feelings of others, and we don't know we did it. God forgives us. And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus calls these things that we do trespasses. And we are to ask for forgiveness. Often life overwhelms us with pressures and problems, and the Lord's Prayer is a powerful remedy. A powerful prayer to help us through. Do this, Jesus said, forgive. And then Jesus said, when you pray, do this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Speaking of strength, ask for strength. Especially when we fall into sin. It's one thing to be tempted and quite another to give in to it. Being tempted is not the sin, it's when we give in to the temptation. But God says, deliver us from evil. And the thing is, often we're not able to resist evil on our own. That's what our relationship with Christ is all about. We rely on God's strength and grace. God's strength and grace will give us the strength we need to make good choices. And we can pray for God to protect us from all harm, to protect us from doing things that hurt ourselves and other people. That's what deliver us from evil means. God promises to help us resist evil. Ask for it. Do this. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. God is here. God is there. God is everywhere. Ask God for strength. So, folks, Jesus has taught us four important things to talk about, to converse with him when we pray. Do this, Jesus said. Praise, request, forgive, and get the strength we need. And then Jesus ended this example prayer with a word that we so easily say and so seldom really think about. All our prayers end with the word amen. And it is a formal ending, a completion. Let it be so. Now, there are many variations. It comes from the Hebrew word, meaning be faithful, be trustworthy. But I've heard people say it means I agree. Or let it be so. There's many variations. variations of what amen means, but we get the idea. To be trustworthy. Amen. Let it be so. Now, for us united folks, this is not the end of the Lord's Prayer. For we have, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Then we say our amen. And this portion is called the doxology of the Lord's Prayer, or the ending to the Protestant version of the Lord's Prayer. And it was, it's not in the Bible where Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer, or in Matthew or in Luke. This part of the prayer was added by the church later. And this ending takes us right back to the beginning. More praise. "For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory." A solid ending. Remind God again of his power, of his amazing love. Everything is God's, and God is worthy of more and more praise. And this doxology reminds us that God will watch over us through this life and welcomes us beyond death into the life to come. Folks, the Lord's Prayer is between 50 to 55 words, depending on the version you pick, and it's packed full of significance, covering our spiritual life, our physical life, our needs, our relationships, our wants. This reminder from Jesus on how to pray encourages us. So, folks, the next time you pray, whether it be the Lord's Prayer or your own prayer, your own conversation, remember that Jesus taught us to pray. Jesus said, "When you pray, do this." Amen. So I'm going to invite you to join me now in saying the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.